Talks about Mick Jagger and Keith and backstage interviews and stuff, and this wasn't in here, but I was told this yesterday that Keith Richards has had an entire blood transfusion. He has none of his own original blood in his body, therefore he's not addicted to all the drugs he's taken as he used to be, because he has new blood in his body, an entire blood transfusion. He's brought his somebody else's blood in, and it's all through his body now, so he can go at it all again, I suppose. And he said his entire life on drugs, he said, was the effect of just one big chemical experiment in his laboratory. A hard man, Keith Richards. Tonight we're talking about the most annoying sound in the world. According to you, what is the most annoying sound in the world? Kylie.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good, what have you got for me?
I've got a couple of them.
Yep.
First one is when you're driving along on a long travel and you've got your daughter in the back going, Mummy, Mummy, Mummy.
Mm-hmm. Or screaming and yelling, or the kids fighting and stuff.
High pitch, yeah. My second one would be a fly when the air's really, really still at night and you're just trying to get to sleep, and there'd be a fly going around your head. And
how does it go, Kylie?
Oh, don't make me do it again.
I tell you what pissed me off. I was in bed, in my girlfriend's bed the other night, as you do, and her smoke alarm battery was low, and this thing was beeping, just a little beep, but it was about every 2 or 3 minutes that would beep, and just as you turn over and try to close my eyes, go to sleep, this thing would beep, and I was awake for 3 hours. And, of course, this thing, of course, when we got up and the next day and woke up, it never beeped.
Yeah.
Pissed me off.
Okay.
If it had been my house, would have ripped it off the wall.
Yeah.
The most annoying sound in the world, the smoke alarm when the battery is low. Pissed me off. Needless to say, I was very grumpy the next day. Are we there yet? That's another one in the car. Are we there yet?
Yeah, are we there yet?
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? You do that well, Kylie. Anything else?
Yep. Mean eating.
Piggy eating.
When they're eating, trying to eat really, really fast.
Do it again.
alarm clocks beeping, like in the next room when you've got a boarder sleeping and they've got to get up really early.
I have my fan in my room and that's quite loud, but apparently that isn't waking my flatmates up yet, so that's all right. The day will come.
And a cat with a hairball outside your bedroom window, that's real bad.
Yeah.
Then...
You're good at these sound effects, Kylie. It's almost like you've got your own furball. Thank you. We better keep moving.
Yeah, okay then.
Enjoy the Shaggers Late Show in New Plymouth, won't you?
Yeah, okay then.
Cheers. Okay. 0800 Rock Phone if you have a sound for me. We have Dave on the line. How are you, Dave?
Yeah, not bad, buddy.
Good, mate. Now, what have you got? You had a good weekend.
I just wanted to talk about the most amazing sexual experience I've ever had. Occurred to me last Saturday night, mate. I thought you might want to listen.
Yes, go on.
Basically starts out after a good night on the rip up in Auckland. I turn up at a nightclub and just having a look around and sized up a few ladies, and I thought to myself, the first one that smiles at me, I'm going to go after. So for a bit of deliberation, somebody smiled, so I walked up to her and we went and had a dance and got things going. And after about 5 minutes, mate, she says to us, hang on, mate, I'm just going to go and tell my flatmates I'm going to come home with you. So I'm like, oh, preem, mate.
After 5 minutes?
Yeah, mate, yep, just a little bit of dancing in that. So she goes and tells her flatmates that, and we take off outside. I have to go downstairs and call me mate at home to come pick us up, because I'd left my car at home as I didn't want to drive home after a night on the rip. So
good thinking, Dave, good thinking.
Not bad, eh?
Yes, one of my more intelligent listeners.
Yeah, mate. So we're in the back of my car, and I'd only been in it less than bloody 10 minutes, and she, 10 seconds, and she's got her hands down my pants.
Okay. It's all right, I'm just trying to...
I'll keep it clean, keep it pretty much.
Yep.
And a little bit of oral exercise occurs, mate. This is while my flatmate's driving, and I'm thinking, man, this is live, mate.
You guys are in the back or the front?
In the back.
Okay.
In the back.
Yeah.
So he's looking in the rear vision mirror, and he's thinking, my goodness, mate, you've got a live one. So, yeah, we get home. Yeah. And... get home, she has a look around my house, you know, and make sure that there's no one else at home, you know, just in case there wasn't anyone hiding in the closet with a video camera or something. So, yeah, sweet ass. And I discover I've got no rubbers, so I send old me flatmate off to get some rubbers for me. In the meantime, because she's a nurse, I've discovered, at Auckland Hospital.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I hope you've got a phone number.
Oh, yes, I do.
Go on.
And she says to me, Doctor, I have a slight problem. And I thought, oh, my goodness.
Oh, Dave, you're a legend. You absolute legend.
Please, tell me some more. And she says, down below is a little bit hairy. I was wondering if you could take care of it for me. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, off to the operating table we go. She says, where's the operating table? I point at the living room, the dining table. So I go and get me bloody towel and a pillow and a bowl full of warm water and some razors. and laid her down on the dining room table, right? And with no other lights on in the house apart from the bloody the dining room table light. Now, my flatmate turns up after getting some prophylactics for me and parks up on the street so as not to disturb us or...
Your flatmate that has no life.
I know, mate, I know. But as he's walking along, he's looking at the house and through the fence. You know, when you walk real quick, you can see through the palings at what's on the other side?
Yeah.
And all he can see in this dark house, mate, is a light beaming on this lady that's sitting or lying on my dining table shaving her bumbara with me perched on a chair between her legs looking at what's going on. The biggest thing about the story is, mate, he gets in, he walks through the front door expecting a big rush and everyone running for the room, and she just carried on doing it calmly and says, hello, yeah, how's it? And he's sitting there, you know, goes into the kitchen and he's making himself a bloody dinner, watching it as it all going on.
Oh,
and the rest
really?
Is pretty much self-explanatory.
But you had a good night with this nurse.
I did, mate. And at the end of it, she made it aware that she had another flatmate at home that was definitely keen on coming round and sharing experiences of such forth. And, a couple of weeks' time, we'll be into it with another story for you.
Oh, you know, you're nothing short of an absolute legend, David.
A legend or a deviant? I don't know.
Well, I'm a deviant, so...
Actually, we should take some time off and we'll come down and, include you in the procession.
Oh, well, I mean, think what I could talk about. The Shaker Show live from Dave's flat.
You'll have to make an operating table because she's definitely into the nurses and doctors or doctors and nurses.
Oh, really?
My goodness.
What part of Auckland did she... whose place? You went back to your
mate's? My house, yeah. And she came from Devonport. But in the morning, as you do, you always try and have a look and see what sort of thing you've brought home, and it wasn't that bad. So, yeah, I've got the phone number, and she's going to come back again. So,
listen, I better run, but that's excellent to hear, Dave. I'm glad you had a good weekend. You're a truckie?
Yes.
Do you live in Auckland?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad you're enjoying
it. That's the only way I get to listen to your show, because as we all know, you don't broadcast up there, because there's too many wowsers, and you'd probably be shut down. As soon as anyone heard your voice up there, wouldn't you?
Oh, well...
Well, what I've got to say anyway.
Dave, you're a legend. Thank you, and I'm glad you're enjoying the Shaggers Late Show. And yes, I will look forward to hearing your next experience.
No worries. She's... If you've got a T-shirt or something, you might be able to send to us.
Yes.
A Shagman T-shirt, so I can display my listening preferences in the Jaffa Town.
These guys at the dairy factory in Harware are working on something for me, Jason and the other guys, so hopefully it won't be too far away. I'll let you know.
Excellent.
Thank you, David. A legend.
Thanks, mate.
Enjoy the rest of the Shaggers Late Show on The Rock. A big hello to Kendall. Also, hi to Brooke, to Sandy and Shane, to Brian, and also Andy on the road with Post Haste Couriers, to Rick from New Zealand Couriers, to Sean and Christy, who are on the way to Wellington. That is from Brooke. The most annoying sound in the world tonight, if you can make a sound or you just want to tell me what you think the most annoying sound in the world is, 0800 Rock Phone. We have got running your fingernails down the blackboard. Remember that? They used to do that at school. Clicking the pen. Now, people tell me that that's a really annoying sound and that they hate it when you do that. They hate it when people click the pen. It's annoying, isn't it? A squeaky bed, if you have a squeaky bed, or your flatmate does, worse still, okay? And when you walk into the shops there, you walk into these shops and they have this softcock music playing, don't they? This top 40 crap they play. Dance music. That's gotta suck. I like this pen thing, though. Perhaps you could click your pen. Would you like to click your pen with me? Give me a call.